The second patient is a 55-year-old woman who was diagnosed 8 years ago with an ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer with one positive node. She also was on a clinical trial, in this case, another BCIRG study, but this time randomizing to FAC versus TAC, docetaxel adriamycin cyclophosphamide, and this woman was randomized to receive TAC, which was then followed by 5 years of tamoxifen. One potential therapeutic option for this woman today would be consideration of delayed and extended adjuvant therapy with an aromatase inhibitor to further reduce her risk of relapse. Relevant to our previous conversation about hormone replacement therapy with Dr. Ravden, Ms. G, whose mother had been diagnosed with breast cancer 20 years previously, was diagnosed with breast cancer while on hormone replacement therapy, and she began by discussing how she received the diagnosis in 1998.
I had taken some estrogen. My gynecologist had given it to me, and within 6 months I had a lump. So I felt I was feeding it. And so I went for a mammogram, and sure enough, I had a problem. And after that, I went and had a biopsy, a needle biopsy, and I was diagnosed on my son's 13th birthday.
What was going on in your life at that time?
My mother was dying of cancer.
How long did she have cancer?
Like 20-some years before that, so they don't think it was related. She had cancer of the esophagus. She died of that, and she was not a heavy drinker or smoker. So they don't know how that happened. But
so she got cancer of the esophagus, and at the time you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and so I had a big problem with should I tell her, should I not tell her?
What was her condition like at that point?
Good. At that point, it was all right. And then I also had to explain to my son, you know, I don't have the kind of cancer Grandma has. Grandma's going to die, but I'm not. I'll be okay.
And he's your only child?
Yes, yes.
And he was 13?
Correct.
What was his reaction?
He was very supportive and helpful. But I also think it was a hard time in his life, a 13-year-old growing up, becoming a teenager, and things with girls and everything, and I had to tell him I had breast cancer. I think that was pretty hard for him.
And do you have a husband?
Yes, I do.
What was his reaction to this?
He told me afterwards that he always thought in the back of his mind that someday it would happen. And so he was very supportive and came with me to meet Dr. Vogel and for all my doctor visits, so